China on Monday urged India and Pakistan to exercise restraint as the two countries reportedly exchanged fire at the line of control, LOC, for a fourth night in a row in the wake of a deadly attack in occupied Kashmir's Pahalgam. The April 22 attack killed 26 people, mostly tourists, and was one of the deadliest armed attacks in the disputed Himalayan region since 2000. Kashmir Resistance, also known as the Resistance Front, said it unequivocally denied involvement in the attack, after an initial message that claimed responsibility. India, without offering any evidence, has implied cross-border linkages of the attackers, while Pakistan has strongly denied any involvement. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has called for a neutral probe into the incident. China hopes that the two sides will exercise restraint, meet each other halfway, properly handle relevant differences through dialogue and consultation, and jointly maintain regional peace and stability, Foreign Ministry spokesman Guo Jiakun said. China welcomes all measures that will help cool down the situation, Jiakun told a regular press briefing. The statement came after Pakistan and India reportedly exchanged gunfire for a fourth night in a row across the LOC, after 4 years of relative calm. During the night of April 27 to 28, Pakistan Army posts initiated unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control, the Indian Army claimed in a statement. There were no reported casualties, and Islamabad did not immediately confirm the gunfire. India's defense forces have conducted several military exercises across the country since the attack. Some of these are routine preparedness drills, Reuters quoted a defense official as saying. Since the incident, the nuclear-armed nations have unleashed a raft of measures against each other. India, on April 23, unilaterally suspended the critical Indus Waters Treaty, IWT, a water-sharing agreement that was brokered by the World Bank and has endured through wars and decades of hostility. The next day, Pakistan retaliated by threatening to put the Simla agreement in abeyance and closing its airspace for Indian flights. The National Security Committee, NSC, in Islamabad, also called on India to refrain from its reflexive blame game and cynical, staged, managed exploitation of incidents like Pahalgam to further its narrow political agenda. On Thursday, Hindu nationalist Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to pursue the attackers to the ends of the earth and said that those who planned and carried out the attack will be punished beyond their imagination. Calls have also grown from Indian politicians and others for military action against Pakistan. Defense Minister Khawaja Asif on Friday said Pakistan was ready to cooperate in an international probe into the Pahalgam attack, but also warned of an all-out war if India carried out any attack on Pakistan. The United Nations has urged the arch-rivals to show maximum restraint so that ISIS,